Okie dokie. So, Gareth, could you just introduce yourself a little bit about what you do as well?
Yes, I'm Gareth Kane. I run Terra Infirma Limited, which is a sustainability consultancy. Basically, we help organisations get themselves ready to exploit this sort of emerging low-carbon economy.
And what are you going to be talking about today?
Well, the topic of the event is the value of sustainability. And basically, I want to look at what the current value of sustainability is, particularly in context of the economic downturn, and why we should be thinking about sustainability issues now more than ever rather than less than ever, some people seem to think.
There's a bit of a push-pull, isn't there, at the moment between kind of government policy that's suggesting that we need to grow the green economy, and obviously a lot of people think that that's going to restrain us in our recovery. Is there any truth in that argument at all?
Well, at the start of my presentation, I'm going to attempt to prove the opposite, that it's actually our addiction to fossil fuels, the old economy, mm-hmm. that's holding us back. And you can see that through oil prices, because oil prices are still high. I know they've dropped off the last couple of weeks, but they're still high, much higher than they were pre-crash. And certainly the International Energy Agency, amongst others, are saying that is affecting the economy. It's suppressing the recovery, particularly in Western Europe and in the US.
So do you think there is an appetite for sustainability around businesses at the moment that you've encountered?
Yes, very much so. And the big companies are doing it to protect their brand, and the smaller companies are doing it to protect their business if they want to do business with big companies or the public sector. Mm-hmm. So you can see a real move towards it, and it's becoming mainstream. It's not just about sort of having an environmental policy or ticking boxes anymore. It's actually about competing on green, mm-hmm. Which gets very interesting. Mm-hmm. And obviously if you have people competing to see who's the greenest, then you get innovation, you get people striving further and further. And as I'll show in my presentation, people are really taking this to quite long lengths.
Yeah. So that's quite a healthy kind of setup to have that element of competition.
Oh yes, very much so. I sometimes muse that the Rio conference would have been more successful if instead of trying to find a consensus, which is by definition is low, it's common denominator, if it was run as more sort of X factor, right. Who's the greenest country, then we would have seen countries trying to outdo each other and maybe being a huge amount more ambitious than they were in the in the event when they were just trying to get a piece of paper that they could all sign.
One of the things I was interested in is, as a small business without any kind of sustainability measures and practices in place, where do you start out of the blocks with it? Is it a huge undertaking to kind of audit the company and see where you could be more sustainable perhaps first?
Auditing will help, but a lot of companies have done a lot without doing that, and it's usually just a matter of sitting down, maybe with somebody's done it before, or maybe just getting a group of interested colleagues together and work out what it actually means for the company. And certainly some of my favourite examples, and the big one I'll be showing in the presentation, are from smaller businesses who are doing very well and exploiting. They went green, sorry, I should say first of all, they went green because they wanted to, sort of from a moral point of view. But they're finding now that public sector bodies that they're looking for contracts from are giving 10, 15, even 30% of the marks for each tender to green issues, greener ethical issues. So they're competing in that now, mm-hmm. and they're winning contracts where they're not the cheapest, but they're by far the greenest.
Right.
And that gets very interesting again when we go back to talking about competition. Mm-hmm. The important thing is just to do something, not to sit around worrying about it too much. Smaller companies are very flexible, they can make things happen very, very quickly, and they can learn by doing much better than big companies can. So, as I say, some of my favourite case studies are small companies mm-hmm. who just get on and do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a sense that although you can't become fully sustainable overnight, you can enact small measures straight away.
Very, very quickly indeed. And if you look at things like the new feed-in tariff, you could rent out your roof to solar panels or something like that very, very quickly and get over the need to find some capital investment for the solar panels. Mm-hmm. So there are things you can do very, very quickly if you want to, but the main thing is wanting to do it. It's mainly about attitude, and it's mainly about business leadership as well.
So do you think it's going to be easy to kind of stoke the fire of this sustainability kind of interest that businesses are now taking?
to a certain extent, it is happening. Companies are, again, I'll be giving a case study of a company who I won't name in the presentation, who's done very badly because they haven't done anything. The do nothing is not an option. People who have tried to just sit in their hands and hope that it all goes away find themselves going backwards business-wise, whereas the people who have really been proactive about this are finding it's a boon to their business. So I think eventually we'll see a shift. It might get a bit Darwinian where the people who really can't be persuaded just end up falling off the edge of a cliff.
Sure, that's really interesting. Thank you very much for